Baby loafers.
Just an icebreaker.
Yeah. Baby loafers.
Just a little icebreaker.
Oh, you did hit record. Well, there you go. Well, there you go. You got an surprise. Intro.
There we go.
Yeah.
You got an
Welcome,
intro.
Everybody.
Yeah. What's
Welcome
up?
Back.
What's up?
To the Simple Genius Podcast. Yep. It's your co-host, Julian. And we have Dave on the mic, on the ones and twos. Mm. And we have Sean.
On the threes and fours.
Threes and fours. And we have a special guest host today from the 20-somethings podcast.
What up? Hey, it's a feminine voice. Yeah. Woo!
Yeah. Yeah, we have some some woman in here.
Yeah.
Some women. Some hormones.
Right.
Yeah.
Some estrogen.
So what's the name behind your podcast? What's up with that?
Me and my co-hosts are both 20s. In our 20s. Mm. Well, both 20s. We're both in our 20s, so we just talk about what life's like these days being in our
20s. Yeah, all right, I like that.
I ain't gonna lie, my 20s was lit.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I tell stories all the time about my
I just left my
adventures
20s.
And misadventures.
I miss it already.
Yeah, see, you're not far behind.
Yeah, it's
so
only
you
been
relate.
A couple months. Yeah,
right. You can relate.
And I miss it. Seems like 30.
You know, that's
with,
the funny part
with a lot more responsibilities
everyone
than the 20s.
Everyone keeps out there. Are you going to do the 30-somethings podcast? I'm like,
no, you might as well just
maybe.
Keep it the same.
Or just 20-somethings.
Nah,
I mean, could just be like, what did I learn back in
could do like
20s?
A rebrand. I don't know.
I'm rebranding all the time.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you always. I mean, yeah, that's the. Yeah, you definitely have to.
Yeah.
Got to keep it spicy.
I'm like, yes, I had this opinion months ago, and then I'm like, ooh, no, I changed that opinion because I'm, you know, I'm learning.
And it's going to change a whole lot more when you get
gonna
older.
It's going to continue to change.
Not necessarily. People stay the same at damn 70 and shit.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. I feel like that's more of a different generation.
So I like to know what's going on in 20s now, you know what I'm saying? Because when I was 20, I was just
wild.
I was wilding out, you know what I'm saying?
What's going on in the 20s now? Tinder? Going out.
That is a big difference as far as dating. Like,
I hate that shit.
Dating apps, and I had to get used
Bullshit.
To that too. Cause
yeah, it's pretty. I only just not recently, but like for like a year-ish or whatever, I've been on dating apps and such, and that I hadn't been. And
garbage.
I'm like, but now I think I've kind of mastered it.
It's garbage.
For the moment. Oh, yeah. No,
yeah.
It's complete garbage.
I mean, I hate it because of some of the fact.
But it's fun.
The social media, you know, take all of the fun with going out and get to interact.
Yeah,
with
no,
people.
But I still have fun. Like when I go out on dates and
but
stuff, it's still fun. It's still fun because, like, you know, you don't talk. I mean, sometimes I'll get deep into conversation with some people on the apps, but like sometimes I won't. And so then I just on the date, you start getting into, you go on a little adventure.
So how much do you tell? You know what I'm saying?
What
so,
do you mean?
I mean, far
like,
as
yeah, how do you choose who do you
right,
tell it to?
Right.
Or like who to get deep with?
What
and
you
who
mean?
Not to
like,
get deep
like
with.
On her like, profile or
no? Just like when you start a one-on-one conversation with somebody, like
right. How much are you willing to give?
Do you just feel, or does it like you just go straight in, like, or like do you go in like knowing what you want from the jump, and you just be like cut all the bullshit?
Depends on the mood I'm in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, so
let's break it down. So if I'm like, you know, if I'm like in the mood of like I miss being cuddled, like type thing, like I miss having a relationship, then I get like, you know, I'm a little bit more serious with my talk, like, hey, you know, whatever. But if I'm just like, yo, I just want to hook up, I'm straight up, I'm just like, this ain't gonna go further than a night, sorry.
I'm asking, is like the site or whatever you on, is it like swipe left?
Yeah, Tinder.
Because I'm new to this shit, you know what I'm saying?
No,
I'm
right, always right, okay. I mean, I could read some conversations. They're not, like, bad or whatever. Like,
I'm
about to read my Tinder conversations on this podcast. Let me get you guys some
it's
viewers.
About to get juicy.
Viewers.
Here we go.
I mean, listeners.
Juicy. Let's get it.
Yeah, let's go.
So, all right, I have a question.
Okay.
Like, when you're doing, as far as, like, the Tinder thing,
uh-huh.
All right, so when you in hookup mode, is it, like, a certain thing you're looking for when you're hooking up, or is it just like how
go.
Do you feel that out?
Right.
Well, okay, well, I probably should preface that I'm a bisexual woman, so
okay.
I
right.
prefer both or okay. any
right.
in all the genders of or non-genders.
Okay.
So I have found, okay, It's hard. So, like, if I'm in hookup mode, most of the time I do only hook up with guys if I'm only in a hookup mode. But I will sometimes, like, be like, oh, I'll hook up with a girl.
You know,
texting.
Like-
but if I'm, but if I'm, like, you know, in the mood of, like, oh, I actually kind of want to, like, go date, then I'll usually, what? Like, go out with a girl. But I have gone out with guys. Like, I don't know. It's hard. It's hard being bisexual.
I mean, but you know what? In your situation, you're getting best of both worlds. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Or the worst. For everybody listening, I'm going live.
Oh, you are? Okay.
So, that's crazy. That's crazy.
What do you mean?
Because, I mean, I'm just trying to figure it out, yo. I'm trying to put
What are you trying to figure out? You're trying to put yourself in my shoes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how can you if you're not attracted to the other?
Yeah.
Know? Right.
Well, the same or whatever. Yeah, you can't put yourself in
I
her
can't.
Shoes.
I can't.
No.
I'm just trying to figure how.
You can't do it if you ain't interested in the other.
I'm trying to process it.
But, I mean, that's why I always ask her questions about it because I have no idea how that
yeah, you
goes.
Do ask
you
me
know?
Questions
exactly.
a lot. And I'm like, okay, well, this.
No so, idea how that would.
And no, work. And I have no problem like with people who like are like, can you okay, explain? You I'm like, what? Yeah, I can explain.
If you would have never said it to me, I would have never thought it.
Really? Really? Okay, actually, no,
what,
I do
that
get that
bisexual?
A lot. I get that a lot.
Right.
I do get that a lot. A lot of people assume that I'm straight.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of people are like, I don't know, she's straight. And I'm like, no.
Based on how you dress, I didn't get that.
Yeah, no, I get it. No, I get it because, like, and I'm more they call it femme. I'm more femme than anything. So, like, it's harder,
no.
like, you don't think so?
No.
I would think you were more dom than femme.
Really?
I don't
yeah,
think,
Yeah,
because
no. you dress more.
That's what I said, by the
But you don't dress
you well, now, well, okay, so it's funny you say that because I feel like you guys probably are, you especially, Julian, more in tune with, like, the fashion, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. But it's so funny because when I first moved here, everyone was like, no, you're straight. You just look like you're from the West Coast. Because, like, this is, like, every girl straight or whatever dresses like this.
And see, I knew that, too. I knew how, like you said, I like fashion a little bit. So,
yeah.
Like, I know that's how West
you're
Coast
like, yeah,
girls.
She's, yeah, you can
and
tell
when you told,
yeah.
And when you told me you was from Seattle, I was like, ah. And then you told then you told me I was like, you went to school in Los Angeles. I was like, ah, okay, it's making sense. So,
but
I still
so it
didn't know.
Together.
Yeah, I right. still didn't know at the time what yeah. you liked or what you didn't like.
But, but it's funny, though, because I do get more people saying that, oh, I just assumed you're straight than anything else. They don't say, I've never been asked, are you a lesbian? Never a lesbian,
right.
Either bisexual or straight. It's either those two.
I still don't see it.
Don't see what? Which way? I'm confused.
I don't see it at all. I'm just like, yo, I just don't see it. I don't.
You just don't see it?
No.
Well, see what? As what, far as what? Like her liking both?
Girl. Yeah. I don't see it. So I see you straight.
All right, remember.
Okay, so you see me straight.
In my opinion, everybody's straight until they tell me they're not straight.
Of course, you're gonna
notice mannerisms that you associate with.
Yeah, straight is the
it's
the default technically.
I got more tomboyish vibes from you.
Oh yeah, I've always been tomboyish because I grew up with brothers.
So. Yeah, I'm about to say, and then. Me talking to you and learning about you, I understood like how you are, because like you said, you had brothers. So usually,
yeah.
If you the only girl with a whole bunch of brothers, you're gonna dress. Not say you're gonna dress automatically more tomboyish, but you're gonna have some tomboyish tendencies, I guess.
Yeah, and I was a sports player. So.
Yeah,
right.
Soccer. Mm-hmm.
Soccer.
And swim.
Football.
Football.
Huh?
Lifeguard.
Yeah. Did that too.
That's what's up.
Did you have your one piece on like an Baywatch?
I did.
Well.
Never had to save anyone though.
Oh, for real?
Yeah,
you have
never.
To be kind of small to solve a big ass dude like me.
I was at the YMCA
drying.
With a bunch of children.
Oh, so you was out there saving the youngins.
Yeah. It wasn't
okay.
No one drowned. Never had to go save it. Just you had to blow your whistle a lot when kids were started running.
What's up, everybody on my live? I just want to shout everybody out. Hey, can I shout before? I'm sorry. I know. I want to shout out everybody who's been listening to our podcast, because
you guys are I appreciate it. Three episodes in.
We didn't put out an episode last week, so I just want to thank everybody for supporting. Keep supporting.
Tell me the truth.
That's it. I want to know if it's trash. Tell me it's trash. Like,
that is.
I don't need no yes men.
No bullshit.
Because we trying to make this great.
All right, that's what's up.
I'm putting that on record.
Keep it real.
We gonna be great.
Keep that thing real.
So y'all continue. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that. I needed to shout out our little bit of fans that we got, but we appreciate y'all.
And we need to keep them.
Right, exactly. That's we want it. More. That's Send it. Us more. Yeah.
Follow them all.
Send us more.
All right. So are we gonna lean more on what we trying to talk to?
Okay.
Yeah. What's up? Are we still talk. We still on that type of dating and whatnot.
Yeah. I mean.
All right. I'll tell my story, because I met my wife through not social media. I met her through a dating app.
You did?
Yeah.
From what? What app?
POF.
What?
Exactly.
What's that?
Plenty of Fish. You ain't never heard of Plenty of Fish?
Oh, Plenty of Fish.
Yeah, I just call it POF. That's the short.
Like, what's that?
I do. I've heard of Plenty of Fish. I just didn't know.
You never used it?
No, why would isn't that Christian? I don't think they got.
No, that's Christian Mingle.
That's Christian Mingle.
I'm confused.
I see.
That's not in the realms of the 25-year-olds.
No, it was. Yeah, that's
well,
what I'm
now.
Remember.
I mean, like nowadays.
Oh well, yeah. I don't know.
Because we
I don't know what you guys.
We want the just swiping. That's us.
Well, I guess. Sort of, kind of. It wasn't a swipe. It was like yes or no. Just like a yes or no.
Yeah, but yes, like it had like a different like criteria. Like, oh, are you into this type thing?
Mm-mm.
No?
It was just, they just put, I guess they choose who's in your area. I guess your preferences. And then they, I guess, calculate that. And they'll just put random whatever, whoever you want, women, male, or whatever.
Okay.
And it'll just come on your screen and you click yes or no.
I've never heard that in the realm of
It's like
social.
Tinder, except it's not Tinder.
Because
and it's a
you
more,
had to use a computer.
It's a, no, you know. I never used a computer.
Was
I used
it an
my
app?
Yeah, it was always an app.
Yeah, because I've talked to other people who are, I'm like, oh, they're like, oh, I matched with this person on Hinge. You know, we have like Hinge, Bumble, Tinder, you know, for the LGBT folks, Grindr and her and
something that's
know,
called
stuff
her.
Like that. Yeah, that's for women.
Mm, okay, what women seeking women?
Yeah,
I remember back in the day when they used to go ham on the what's that, Craigslist?
Oh, geez,
they had a women seeking women joint, but that used to be prostitutes though.
Yeah,
because it'd be like donation of $30.
Yeah,
I'll meet you such and such a place.
I don't think it's prostitutes. I don't. It's sex workers. I'm just gonna help you out.
Sex workers. You can't call them prostitutes.
No.
Wait a minute.
It's not.
What's a new term?
So now
sex workers.
So now prostitutes are offended by calling them prostitutes?
It's to help with, like, you know, with crimes that happen to people. You know. To sex workers, basically. So whenever a cop or somebody hears prostitutes, they automatically just kind of like, oh, well, it's their fault because they live a high risk. So they're trying to use sex worker as like a better way to, you know, treat that industry. Because, you know what I mean?
Because it's like, okay, so you're saying people who are stolen and like putting into that world, they are considered sex workers instead of prostitutes because they're not technically really wanted to be in that life.
Either way, whether
you want to be or not, it's just a better term. Just from what I've heard from sex workers, they prefer that name. I just don't want you to get hate. So I'm just saying.
It's either that or escorts. I know escorts
is fine too.
Yeah, escorts.
But prostitutes almost like how has a negative connotation.
Mm-hmm.
Things
are changing so much. Right?
Yeah, they are.
I'm telling you,
they are.
Because that's what we call them back in the day. We call them straight. Mm.
And I feel like me, where I was born, like I was born in like the middle, like smack dab in the middle of like
Right.
The good, like, you can say whatever you want, and now you can't say whatever you want.
Yeah.
So I'm just, like, in that median, like, I still want to say what I want, but you can't say what you want, sort of, kind of. I feel like I'm stuck.
Yeah.
But well, I understand both sides, though. I guess that's a...
Yeah.
That's good, too.
Well, it's the same way as for, do you prefer to be black, called black, African-American, or Negro, or whatever.
I'd just rather be called Julian.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was named. A lot of us want to be called. Hey, a lot of us want to be equal, but they, we can't.
Well, I mean, yeah. I don't think about that. I just think about me.
Yeah. Hey, hey. All right, I had the same. It's plenty of times we always think about us, mm-hmm. but until somebody come remind us as what we are, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? I mean, all right, back when Barack Obama got was president, right? I went to a bookstore, and I have the damn membership and all that stuff, the $1 million club and all those other. So I go in there quite often. As soon as I hit the door, this white chick clown says, "So what Barack Obama book you getting?" I said, "I ain't coming here for that." So I walk right past her, right? Now, this is one day, right? So the second day, I was listening to a podcast. It was this was back when Sarah Palin was in there, and they were talking about the Sarah Palin thing on Newsweek. So I went to get the Newsweek issue with Sarah Palin on the thing. So I went to this cashier. She had I went to go pay for it. She said, "Nah, that ain't the right one. You want this one?" I said, "Nah, this is the one I want." She said, nah, let me get you the right one." I said, "No, this is the one I want. This is the article I want, you know." "Oh, okay. She wanted to give me the one with the Barack Obama on the front, right? Mm-hmm. So then, I'm pissed, right? I'm already hot for the whole day. So this is back when Blockbuster was still open. So I go to Blockbuster, right?
Blockbuster.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Blockbuster.
Shout out Blockbuster.
I buy this Kung Fu flick. And, you know, Kung Fu flicks, you know, almost all subtitles, Cantonese talking and so forth. So this chick says, "You know it's subtitles, right?" I said, maybe I can speak Cantonese. She said, I said, "Why can't I just buy what the hell I want when I put it on the damn the desk?" Unfortunately, she caught all the wrath from what I had earlier, you know. But my point is, we never think about it until we're reminded about it, who we are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm just, don't worry about me.
He's trying to like talk.
Like I said, we constantly go into certain places not thinking that. I mean, we just want to go buy certain things until somebody constantly remind us who we are, you know, to them or whatever, you know?
Right.
And that's from people I'm just buying from. So imagine how it is with, you know, people just walking by, you know?
What state was this?
Here.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Commonwealth.
Yeah.
You can well, at, no, actually, that was in Maryland. That was in Maryland.
Yep. That ain't too far away.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, people... so-called consider Maryland as the North, but it's still below the Mason-Dixon.
Oh, no, it's just, it don't make no difference. Anything below the Mason-Dixon is the South.
Nah, either you can go up to New York, hell, California. We just talked about that earlier over there in Santa Barbara and so forth, you know. I mean,
it's going to be everywhere.
NWA wasn't bullshitting about that.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I got off the subject.
Yeah.
So.
Dave. We were talking about Dave. You were still talking about your story.
POF. I met her on POF. She hit me.
Plenty of fish, everybody.
Plenty of fish. Yeah.
To my millennials out there, there's plenty of fish.
I don't even know if it might still exist.
Millennials and Gen Z, I should probably say.
Who?
Generation Z, the one below us.
Gen Z. I never knew what they were called.
Yeah.
What are we? Well, we're not millennials. We're millennials? Yep. Me and you? What are y'all?
X.
Generation X? So it's Generation X, millennials, and
Gen Zs? Yeah, although they've kind of like blurred the line between millennial and Gen Z, but it is Gen Z.
That sounds like some Star Trek shit right there.
Right?
Right.
Okay, but, Generation X.
Right. But yeah, right. We met on POF. She sent me a message. Pretty much just telling me how beautiful I was.
Wow.
And I was like, thanks, but okay, I know. And then we went on a date.
Thanks. So I know.
That was in 2000 and...
You better get
Don't get
it
wrong. Don't get it wrong.
Ooh, I got to think.
That's right, she listening.
13? Yeah, 13, 14. 15. Yeah, it had to be 13. No, it might have been 14.
Oh, you can't go wrong with the little ones. How old was the little one?
My son was born in 16, but we had been together like maybe 2 or 3 years before that.
And your daughter was how old?
8. Oh, no.
See?
Oh.
She's 8 now.
I guess because she was little.
Yeah, 2. When I first met my wife, she was 2.
I'm talking like I know, but no. This
yeah,
you
know.
Told me.
Yeah. Because like when I, because I met,
How long you been down there? Well,
I've been down there about 3 now.
Yeah.
So yeah. Because I came down when my son was born, or right before my son was born, in 2015. So, yeah. Yeah, 2013.
All right, there you go.
We go through our ups and downs, you know?
But that thing worked out good for you, though, man.
You got married when?
Real. 2016.
Okay.
Same year. The January before my son was born was in March. So, yeah, we got married in 16.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
3 years going on 4.
For those out there that don't believe in blessings, that was a blessing right there.
Yeah, that was a... Whew.
That was a good big blessing. You know what I'm saying?
That was a Lord. Thank you, Jesus. She pulled me out a lot.
Yeah, ain't no wrong with that, man.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what you're supposed to do in a relationship, though. Lift each other up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah. I ain't going to say too much
about
it. I've
never been married, so I can't feel
you. But you've been in a relationship.
I ain't been married either,
dog. Evidently, a relationship didn't last too long, so I can't feel you.
What's your longest relationship? Huh. What'd you think?
My ass moved too much, so a year, 2. Maybe.
2? That's
two
a long time.
Maybe.
A year is a long time. In a relationship?
Yeah. My last.
Like relationship, maybe. Relationship.
My last one, I put in 7, dog. 7.
Before
my. So why didn't y'all get married?
I ain't. Because she wasn't on my page.
But y'all stayed together for 7 years, huh?
Yeah. Far as what I wanted in life. What I wanted.
But no, I understand.
All right, I'm confused if you. All right, y'all didn't find out what y'all wanted to like the last 2 years of the 7?
She didn't figure out what she wanted. I mean, because evidently she didn't want what I wanted. I just went ahead and I had to.
I kind of understand, but then again, I wasn't in a relationship for 7 years because.
Yeah. And we went to high school together too, you know what I'm saying? So it was like we knew each other. But at the time when I was with her, you know what I'm saying, the Lord had put his hands on me, you know what I'm saying? So I moved into her house and I was a good guy, man. I was doing everything right. Did you think that a woman, they holler about what they want? They want a good man. Shit. She had it like when she come home from work, I'm cooking and cleaning for her kids. You know what I'm saying? I was studying and praying and all that. You know what I'm saying? And I guess it just wasn't something she didn't want at the time. So, you know, I had to move on.
Ah.
So y'all were together in high school? Was a part of the 7 years?
No,
or after?
Or were you guys? Yeah,
we knew each other
from high school.
From high school, yeah.
Okay, so and then years later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right, I got a question, Ashley. So, since you're the only female here.
Ooh.
All right.
What's up?
Well, he just said based on what he was like. Okay, I'm already ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
She isn't. In your mindset, once you meet this guy or girl that's perfect, do you feel like you always have to like tweak it or something like that? You know what I'm saying? To make them better or something like that? It seemed like.
What?
Isn't it all.
That
ain't
just a female question.
Wait, explain. Explain that better.
It seemed like, all right, just like he said, he was ready, but mm-hmm. and he did everything perfect. And
that you would think a woman would want.
Mm-hmm.
Why would she drop that? Is the where I'm thinking maybe women say, okay, I need to find somebody that I can change to. Make this or see if I can change him.
No. Well, that's hard to say because personally for me, I would not want to get in a relationship with someone that I think I'd have to change them. No. That's
see,
not
well,
good.
Then again, I'm asking somebody who like both and they almost thinking like a man and a woman in a way.
No, that's not how that works.
Hey, that's why I'm asking the question.
That's not how that works.
That's why I'm asking the question.
No, and I know other people, you shouldn't get into a relationship to change somebody. You should, like, if you want to be in a relationship with them, you already like them for how they, you don't want to change that.
But. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so by you saying that, that's what I was want to say about females. Like, if you see something in a man that you're attracted to, why do they play games? Like, you know what I'm saying? They'll wait for a man to come holler at them. That could be your future husband or your matchmate. You know what I'm saying? I know females that do that.
You know what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say is,
I wouldn't lump all girls in that category. I would say that that's their own personal.
But why play with it? If you see something you like, why won't you approach it? I'm not saying just you. Mm-hmm. I'm talking females in general.
Because I'm pretty sure you talk to a lot of females.
Yes, I do talk to a few.
Yeah. You know, and you, I mean.
Some would say too many.
But Oprah had a show on this, you know what I'm saying? And uh-huh. It really, she had a show where she had the audience was nothing but females. And then she invited 50 men into the audience. And because she was trying to figure out the process of what women and one woman had.
Let me think. You, go ahead and finish your thought.
Yeah, but the one lady she, you know, was talking to us, she was like, you know, she had a daggone portfolio of what she needed from a man. She's
that's
like, that's
too
a,
much.
That's a, yeah, she's like, that's not a portfolio. She's like, that's a safari, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you expecting too much.
Well, okay, let me try to answer this from that. For someone who has, like, a portfolio, I think those type of girls that, like, have a serious criteria, those are the type that actually really don't want to get into a relationship because they're going to make it so impossible to find your specific type. They really deep down don't want to be in a relationship. So they're going to try to do the unattainable. So they have a reason. So it's not really them. It's the fact that they can't find that perfect, that absolutely perfect person.
I want to piggyback on something that he was asking earlier.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And something that you said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You said when you want to hook up, you go for guys. But when you want a relationship, you want to.
Sometimes.
But majority of the time, you said it's mostly for females when you want to cuddle or have a longer relationship or what have you.
Yes.
But the hookup is for a dude. So why would you, all right, do they know that in the very beginning?
Yes,
that
no,
dudes,
I make it very clear.
The
yes.
dudes know that? Okay, all right.
Well, make it very clear.
Awesome. Okay, all right.
That's awesome.
Yes.
All right.
That is so awesome, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is a one-time thing, just so you know.
Okay. All right.
No,
but as long as they know, that's my whole thing. As for,
so, do you want something serious? Is that me in person?
As far as like right now, I guess yeah, kind of like right now.
You chilling?
I'm more no, like I've been going on like dates, but I haven't been like hooking up as much. Or, like I've just been like actually going on dates and like you know seeing if I want to go further with the person. And so I guess yes, in a way.
It is cuffing season.
And then you
it is cuffing season.
Yeah, it is. It is. Have a nation. So, but then again, you are in that 20-ish stage where you like.
Yeah,
you
and that's another thing where I'm like, well, I'm also young too. Right. So it's like.
You got a lot of life to live.
Yeah, and the thing is that. I'm at a point now where it's like if I do get in a relationship, it's either we're gonna break up or it's gonna go all the way. That's scary to me.
I'm really gonna fuck with your head. So okay. one of you meet a guy
okay.
and a female
okay.
that you really attracted to both of them.
Yes.
Both of them.
That's already happened. What about that?
Okay.
What
all right, so how do you choose?
Hold up. So what if the guy like, okay, I know where you at.
Uh-huh.
And
because she did
one of all three of y'all just got together.
And you're asking a threesome like, question. Hey,
but I'm saying you can have your cake and ice cream
no,
and all that.
No.
But I feel like if it's a situation where you have speaking for Ashley, I don't know. If it was a female and a male and she's attracted physically to both and mentally to both and want to be with both, I don't think she would want to.
Yo, it's a TV show like that.
Are you talking about polyamory?
No. Well, not even poly. Just I don't think you want to put those two because I would feel like you would be getting something different from each.
Yeah.
Each person. So you wouldn't want to put them
in a threesome. In a threesome, no matter what. You're gonna be going with one person more than the other,
yeah.
And exactly. that's gonna show your true.
Yeah, because that happens.
Because I saw on a TV show, I can't remember. I couldn't remember.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Where they were married, but the girl was staying there. I think either the wife was
the husband
pregnant.
Messed up. I think the husband messed up and cheated on his wife, and then she started liking a girl. So,
but all right, what the wife was pregnant though, right?
What show is this?
I only saw one episode of it.
Because I know there's one show that was like about like polyamory. It was called You, Me, and Her. Or something like that.
That's it.
Oh,
That's the show.
That's the show. Did you watch episodes of it? No, I just knew about it.
I seen the preview.
I never saw that one.
Yeah, I saw that one.
I seen Sister Wives. No, that's a whole. No, that's polygamy.
A whole other fucking thing. And I'm not gonna touch it because I can't speak. Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know nothing about that. But
yeah. But
I don't know if I can even have that many wives.
No, I don't know exactly what question you're asking, but. John.
I'm just saying, you know, trying to figure it out. Like,
you're asking if I'm attracted to two people, you're thinking
different
that if I would be like, okay, yeah, let me just have a threesome, see who, what
no,
happens from
no,
there or
I'm
what?
Just saying, maybe you can have your cake and eat it too, you know what
no.
I'm saying? Have both.
All right, so when you said you tell the dudes it's strictly the hookup type thing.
Yeah,
right?
I mean it's not always like sometimes
well, that's
I'll
what
date
I was about to bring.
Guys.
That's,
yeah,
that's why I was wondering if it. Well, you said you had that certain situation. Is that what happened? As where you told the dude it was a hookup, but then again the dude became more than just a hookup, and then you were going back and forth between the.
That happened like around winter this last year. I hooked up. I literally told this guy like. Just hook up or whatever, and then like he was like, oh yeah, no, I'm cool, I'm down with that, and then like
duh.
Yeah, and then like but then like he kind of became more like he was like constantly texting me and being like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, yo, it was only a one-time thing, like what
oh
you
so
you
put it, so you
put
messed
it,
up
you
cut
put
it
on him.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
No.
I told him.
No, wait,
I told him
wait.
Straight up. This is right, only.
Tell,
I only want to hook
guy,
up
you could
once.
Tell, you could tell a guy that you want to hook up once, but if you put it on him, he gonna
no,
want
I
some
didn't
money.
Do it.
Then on top of that, she could have just blocked his damn number too.
Oh no, I did eventually. Because he started coming around my apartment,
and I was like, that's crossing the line.
Wait. All right, when Sean asked the question, you said you did have. A situation where you like the dude
and
a
girl.
Girl.
Oh yeah, that was recent-ish.
So now that's like the situation I'm talking about. Like
recent?
That's it.
It was like a few months ago.
That part don't matter. Let's talk about this part right here.
Okay, what are you saying?
All right, so was that when you told? Did you tell that guy it was a straight up hookup?
I didn't hook up with either of them. I just liked them.
Oh, so you kind of knew them prior?
Yeah. Well, okay. No, I had just. It was when I was actually down in Florida. I had hung out with both of them, and I was like, oh. And then they both, like, when I left Florida, like, nothing ever happened, like, or whatever. But when I left Florida, they both were like, hey, when are you coming back down
like
to
I
hang out?
You.
Like, you're really cool. Yeah, you're really cool and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah. And then, like, started talking to both of them. And I was like, they were both aware that I was talking to both of them.
Oh, okay.
And I was like.
See, I thought it was one of those.
And they were like, and then they, I guess, from what my best friend who I was going to visit, he was like, stop it, they're fighting over you. I was like, okay, I'm gonna cut that off. So I was like,
so you just ended it both with both of them?
Yeah, because I was like, I'm not about to start the drama. That's,
well,
that's
at least you keep it real, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got
I mean,
you
because,
in a situation,
yeah,
a
situation
like that.
Like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And well, I think it's easier for her because they were in Florida and not here.
That's
dun,
true.
Dun, dun.
But I can do that here. I can cut like exactly with that guy when he was like, started coming around. I was like, yeah, you gotta stop doing a block.
Yeah, well, that Never. Part was just creepy.
Creepy,
fuck.
Yeah.
That was
this is creepy. Yeah, and I've told people like I went on the episodes that you've never posted when I came on here and I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to DC. Remember, I was going to DC to go
chill
meet
with that lady.
Yeah, that girl. Right. And
we talked on that. I know we talked.
Outside of this. So like at one point I met up with this girl and I like went on the date and the date was fine, like it was cool. I wasn't really into it and so I was just kind of like
going,
hey, and after the date and stuff I texted her and I was like, hey, you're really cool and stuff, like we got along, but I just didn't feel like a romantic aspect to it. It was more like friends. And so I was like, hey, like, no, I'd like to be like friends, that's cool, but I wouldn't first of all, distance.
I'm mad.
And I'm not, like, you know.
I'm mad.
Why are you mad?
Because I ain't get a room out of that. Yeah, I'll try. You could at least hook this up with a room that night. That's not the one, right?
Huh?
That's the one?
Which one?
That got involved with the hotel joint?
Yeah. Well, I was at her apartment, then her room.
I was trying to get a room.
Don't go here getting hookups.
Yeah.
He was drunk.
Ashley, you the middleman.
She just Snapchatted me. So, like, we talk and stuff. But, like, yeah. And she was like, no, thank you for, like, keeping it real. Like, you know, I appreciate it. Because most people, like, sit there, drag it off, and then ghost, which right. I am guilty of. I will do that. I'll ghost people all the time. Like,
for real?
Yeah, it's really bad. I probably should stop.
So do you think it's easier, all right, say for instance, like you said, you ghosted a dude or you don't want to talk to him and you just want to be friends with him. Uh-huh. You think it's easier for a female to accept that or it's easier for a male to accept it?
It's like easier for a female to accept being friends.
Yeah, I think
males,
so too.
For guys, you have an added anxiety because... Again, literally when I told this guy that he then starts, you know, stalking my apartment. Like, guys don't, it's hard. It's like they.
It's an ego thing.
It is. And it's like, so you have that added anxiety. So you have to, like, sort of soft ghost them at first. And then you just kind of just stop. Yeah. It's like a whole process with guys because you, like, you do have that added, like, anxiety of, oh, shit. They, like, know, like, where I live. They know, like, where I work. Like, I'm going to have to.
So he came to your crib?
Yeah, he would call me and be like, hey, I'm outside your apartment.
I mean, when y'all hooked up, he went to your crib.
Yes.
Nah, don't do that.
Rule number one.
Oh, no, like, oh.
Never do that.
So now we're on another subject.
Okay, no, wait. We went to somewhere public first.
Oh, so y'all, what you mean public, like out together?
Yes, we are out together in public, you know, obviously. I'm right. Invite him right over, like, no.
Okay.
And so, like, you know, out in public, my roommate, he was there, but he was in his bed, like, so I mean, I wasn't alone,
right? Okay,
technically,
because I was scared for you, Ash.
No.
You said just let people in your crib.
No.
Well,
that was like one time.
My question is, how good is your radar on stuff like that?
Radar on what?
Like crazy?
I mean, as for crazy. All right. I think we all have certain vibes as to where we get from certain people and so forth. Now, as for that vibe, now that you think back when you talked to them the first time and so forth and all that, you was like, you just drove past that sign that he was giving you that he's a stalker?
Because
we all think about stuff in hindsight as to where, well, damn, that was there. But I just drove past it. It's just something small, that's just something. Yeah,
not really. He seemed chill. Like, not gonna. I don't think so. Like, he didn't give that vibe. He was super chill. Like, at first, like, well, you know, until afterwards. But like, he was chill. All
right. My other question is,
kitty at him.
As far as
my other question is,
a rap after that.
All right, the other question.
Hook up one time. No, we gotta run this back one time.
Sean looks traumatized right now.
My other question is,
I am.
Are you? You said you have Bi-Fi, right?
Yes, I do have Bi-Fi.
Bi-Fi. All right. So.
Not that it's always good all the time. I call it Bi-Fi.
Okay. Well, you just asked my question that you said it's not good all the time.
But I'm pretty good at it.
So the Bi-Fi thing works with dudes as well as the...
Yeah.
It should work for that stalker.
It works
stalker.
For both.
It should work for that stalker, right? I mean...
He's not bi.
Well, no. we all give out certain vibes as a way it's creepy and so forth.
Yeah. But he didn't give out those vibes. He only gave out those vibes afterwards. Like, he never gave...
Well, then again, it was a hookup, too, so you ain't give enough time to...
We talked. Like, we had talked, like... Yeah, we talked like a week or something, and then I was like, yo, up with you, I just want to hook up. And he was like, okay, cool.
So if y'all talk for a week,
uh-huh,
you can still have a representative for that whole week.
Yeah, but he didn't get those vibes.
Have y'all met face-to-face?
Yes.
Face-to-face for the whole week?
Oh, no, not for the whole week.
I mean, for...
No, we talked... We only met once.
Once.
But we talked on Tinder for like a week.
Yeah, there's plenty of time for you to and sit back
text.
And proofread
yeah.
what you text.
Yeah,
so
that's why I didn't get those vibes, probably.
But see,
and
exactly. Not to... I'm sorry to cut you off, but when you texting... That's a whole different.
Yeah, no, you can totally put on whatever you want to put on.
You can write whatever you want to write.
That's what I don't like about that.
Exactly, I'm the same way. All right, so all right, it's the same way as for if you're on the computer and so forth, talking with people on the chat line. Mm-hmm. I want to see a video.
The chat line. Sorry, that sounds
so
old.
That is old.
Hey, my ass is old. I ain't gonna front. My ass is old.
I thought you on the computer talking on the chat line.
I thought it when you said it. I thought it when he said it. I was like,
I'm older than that.
I'll say it.
That's like
that,
AOL.
Well, that's what, all right. Hey, that's why y'all in a predicament
your,
that y'all in right
hey,
now.
What's your,
I'm married.
Now.
I'm good.
Julian.
Exactly. I'm in a good predicament.
Julian, what's your aim away message?
Huh?
Your aim away message.
I don't even know. Remember,
well,
I ain't
see,
had no aim
the,
in years.
And hey, get back to the point as to where all y'all little youngins getting all this little crazy shit going on too. Because while we chatting, line and videotaping, looking at people eye to eye, face to face.
Well, you can do that on, you can.
Yeah.
FaceTime.
I'm about to say you can. You can always
FaceTime.
Get the number.
But how
just
often
FaceTime?
Are you doing it?
I did it.
I did
how
it. I've done it recently.
It? Yeah,
I've
exactly.
Done it recently.
I still FaceTime.
All right. So, all right, so when you FaceTiming, that's when you get the real person.
Not necessarily.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, well,
on the,
yeah.
On the, you can
well,
see their facial expression and
look,
shit like
that.
I'm
gonna tell you.
Not sure.
I'm gonna put my use my wife as an example. Like,
okay.
My wife, she's still cool. I don't want to make it seem like she's not cool, but. She didn't display her, you know, because you know females withhold their crazy for a little bit while y'all dating.
Oh, they always got to be.
Yeah, exactly. So she didn't let out her crazy until about 7 or 8 months in. And I'm just like,
where that come from?
You can't.
Yeah,
because right, that's when y'all like, start living together, right?
No. We didn't start living together until after.
Or y'all hang out more. Y'all hang out more.
Well, we was, nah, I'm going to let you know. When we went at it, we was at it. We was, I used to see her every day. Like every day. Yeah, like,
well, those signs was there. I'm pretty sure those signs was there, but you was riding past them.
No.
Are you sure you didn't put
it wasn't
out,
there.
Out her crazy, though?
It
talking,
wasn't there.
He talking crazy.
No, like, yeah. I'm not talking about like a regular right, no, go off crazy. That's just all.
Yeah, no,
I ain't going to say
that's
all
what I'm
females,
saying.
But
that,
females
that's what I'm
just.
Saying. If you willing to marry her, evidently she wasn't that damn crazy.
Oh, I like crazy. Yeah. That's just me. I'm crazy, too.
Well, nah, it's a certain
like
level of
crazy.
Oh,
I ain't talking about crazy like, oh, she'll slip my wrist in my sleep or
God.
Nothing like break my windows.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. As to where it's still, she was crazy as to where the crazy that you like.
Yeah.
But as for the other people as where we meet and so forth, you could be anybody you want to over text. But when I'm looking at you face to face on certain questions that I ask you and so forth, you can't hide that shit.
Unless you're a sociopath. Yeah.
Well, that too. That's a whole nother level
of
shit.
A lot of
yeah, that's a whole nother level of shit.
Yeah.
But see, that's why I was saying as for we have, like with the hookup thing with you as to where you talk to this dude every now and then, but it's mostly text.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really face to face.
No.
You didn't see how he acted and so forth.
No, but we started out like, we were like, hey, let's meet up here. So we met up at wherever. And then, you know, we sat there for hours, like just hanging out. Then we went somewhere else. And
how many people can fake it for hours?
That's true.
But not days and
a lot.
Weeks. And
if you got an ultimate goal, you can fake it for as long as you can.
Not if you with them 24/7. Like you said, if you married to them and so forth. Like I said, you have certain signs that's there as the way, oh, they just doing this. Oh, just doing this. But that shit builds up.
Yeah.
No. I don't believe that neither, because you could be blinded. They could get you in such a state to where you're blinded.
That's
by like,
my whole point. As to where,
but you're not going, to notice
that
until after the crazy comes.
Everything has a time limit. That's my whole point. You proved my point as to where you sit back in hindsight and said, well, he did this, he did this, and he did this, and this after he or she reached a certain level, a certain limit. You know what I'm saying? Everything has a time limit. And then when you think about it in hindsight, it's
they
like,
were giving
okay,
you all
the signs was right there, you know?
And you just
but,
didn't realize.
But we were so
excited
that something is brand new, we'll look past it. Or we were so lonely, we'll look past it. That type of thing.
I ain't never been that lonely.
I'm this age and I've never been married, you know, that type of thing. Don't have no kids or
so
forth.
So you think you ever want to get married? Like
at
your
age
now?
At this age, she have to really
blow your mind.
Exactly. And then on top of that, I think if we at the same place as where I'm going to keep my house, you keep your house as where we'll hook up and so forth.
But you try.
But
so
then
you
again,
just want a date. That sounds more like
you. You just want to have like a lifelong partner.
No. It's like I said, she has to put it like as to where I've never met somebody like this. You know,
that well, type yeah, of that's, thing. That's the way that's you get the person thing. You marry.
Exactly, but I haven't met that.
You looking?
I mean, if it happens, it happens.
See, no, you can't. No,
no it, all right, because, all right, that's not. I mean,
are you putting yourself like in a position for it to happen?
But of course. But put like this, as to where, like you said, am I looking? When a lot of people look real hard for that shit, it's the wrong shit that they
find. Yeah, I wasn't looking. I wasn't
exactly.
Looking
that's how you found your wife,
but
right?
You were on plenty of
you
fish.
But you know,
I was looking for some ass.
But keep it real. That's what I'm saying. That's what my whole thing
looking,
was.
I wasn't looking for no. I wasn't looking for no relationship.
Because I go through all my shit like it's a friendship. I go through everything like it's a friendship. You know, but if it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. You know, it goes in as a friendship.
It goes with time again. Like you say, time has changed, and it's different from y'all than what we is. Because I'm like you. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, it's different from me and her.
I miss
listening to what you saying.
I miss going out and interacting with people and get to be. I want to see you. I want to read your body language. Body language speaks volumes. Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing I was talking about. With the signs are there. Right. If you watch that and you can't hide your physical movements.
Right.
And so forth,
and that's why I don't do that social media shit. Because you could put up any goddamn thing.
You could be anything.
You could sell.
You could be anyone.
Yeah. You could be anyone. Anyone.
Yeah.
And I just don't. I don't do that social media shit. I'm not secretive, but I don't like everybody in my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's my whole thing. If you put it, if you have your Instagram and so forth, oh, I already know what she does.
Yeah,
I already know all that. Wait.
Yeah.
Now, all right. No,
go ahead.
Okay. No. All right. What I was saying is, as it could be fake. I mean, you got a bunch of people out there with damn green screens behind them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't see green
screen. No. What I mean is the green screen as
sound
to where
like somebody
I
don't have Instagram.
No. This was on Trevor Noah type thing as to where they had people faking their damn profiles as to where they were going to the so called beach and they wasn't the whole time. They threw a green screen on there and Photoshop that they went to the damn beach.
I feel like that's very rare.
Yeah,
I don't think, and you're gonna tell whether it's a green screen.
Yeah,
or
I was gonna say, I was like,
hey, if you good at photo editing,
you ain't that good. Not for me to believe.
You can
you're
always,
on the beach.
You can always see.
All right, say for instance, I work behind the scenes on the fucking Matrix movie or whatever new movie is out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an editor.
Matrix. Mm-hmm.
You trying to tell me all that shit ain't CGI?
But that's a movie.
That's what I'm saying.
Instagram.
That's what I said. Knows the main word I said. If I worked, you know,
but I would,
or if I know
think
somebody,
if you
so
work
forth.
For the Matrix, you won't have to CGI a beach. You won't have money to go to the beach.
Right? Man, his little detail thing. All right, how many?
That's what you just
all right,
said.
Wait. All right, that's what I'm saying. All right, you got me on that. All right, so, all right, you notice all the software that I buy, right?
Yeah.
If I sit there and work for it. I could be nice with it,
right? Yeah.
I could be nice with it, right?
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, yeah, and also, can't you hire somebody to do your shit for you?
What you mean, like take photographs of you?
No, I took a photo, green screen this for me. Everybody knows somebody, right?
If you're talking about like Instagram influencers or whatever, they are.
You can do that for your profile. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but they're not doing green screen.
He pretty much talking like some shit like catfish. You know what I'm saying?
You can fake it.
That's catfish.
You can fake it.
But still, it
oh my God, I got my photos catfished.
It can be done.
See, all right, see, this is a prime example. If you have your photos constantly out there on social. If y'all constantly have your photos out there on social media.
It was when I was in middle school, okay?
Oh, no, that's.
I can tell the whole story. It's fucking wild.
Oh, no.
Go ahead. Keep going.
I have no reason to go. Continue what you
He said, wait, forget what I was saying.
Continue on.
You want to know what happened?
Hell yeah.
So, this was back in the MySpace days.
Hey, MySpace.
Top eight. So, it was like that transition period when everyone started kind of jumping from MySpace to Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I was still in MySpace, and then I was like, everyone's like, join Facebook. I wasn't in middle school. It was like my freshman year of high school. I was like, okay, I'll join Facebook. And I joined Facebook, and I used to live in Germany, and we were really close with this family. And I noticed that she was talking to somebody with like my picture and like my name and everything. And I was like, that's not me. And so I had like, I sent her a friend request and she, you know, accepted it or whatever. And then she like started talking to me. She was like, oh, why'd you make a new profile? And like talking to me about all this shit. And I'm like, what? I was like, I literally have no idea what you're talking about. And she was like, we've been talking for like over a year. Like, we've been talking about, I was like, no, we have not. I just made this Facebook. And she's like, what? And I'm like, it's me. Like, I swear to God, this is like, and she's like, no, I swear to God, I've been talking to you this. And I'm like, no, you have not. Like, you've been talking to somebody else.
A clone.
And it was so, and then like, finally, I like went to my mom. I was like, I think someone just like stole my photos and like is pretending to be me. They got like all my information from my MySpace. And like, and was talking to an old family friend, like, but the weird thing was, is that she knew like a lot of like personal stuff that like only if you were lived in Germany at the time, if you only live in Germany at the time that you would know. It was fucking wild. Anyways, so I guess the girl confronted the other person and was like, hey, like, I know you're not. But who is this? Like, I want to know. And fucking deactivated everything. Like, never, have no idea who it was to this day. Man. I was like, what?
Catfish. So,
yeah.
I would be flattered if somebody used my picture as a catfish.
I was like, what the fuck?
You don't know.
But the weird thing was, is that she was portraying me as like a lesbian. And I was like, what? I was closeted at the time. I was like, I was bisexual, but I was closeted at the time.
Friend or somebody?
I don't think so. Well, there is
for
one,
them to know that much information about you.
I think one thing that we did think was, so there was like this whole drama in Germany. Like me and like the family friends and, okay. And like, yeah, their family and stuff. So we think it was another girl who lived in Germany with us. So there's like a huge drama that happened in Germany, like on the base. So the girl who was getting catfished, her mother was married to this guy. It was her stepfather in Germany. And the girl that we think was using my photos, her mother had an affair with her stepfather in Germany. And so
this
they
is some
think,
damn TV you, shit.
Right? Okay. So, and then they all, obviously they all split up. So after Germany, they found out and like everyone split up. And so they think that the girl, the daughter of the woman who cheated with her stepfather, was trying to get in contact with her, but like because of the bad blood, didn't want to like actually be her. And so she was like, well, I know Ashley.
What's
and
up,
so
baby?
Like, I'll just take her stuff.
That's
and
not good.
Do that.
It's not good.
Yeah. More That's nice. What we think, but we don't have like definitive proof. The only proof that we have is that she knew a lot of shit that happened in Germany.
Right.
The only people who lived
right.
in Germany would know about.
Right.
So,
yeah, not good.
I just took a shot of pure white Henny, and my chest is burning.
Yeah,
man.
I took a shot. No, I'm not. Nope.
It's a small shot.
I'll take it.
Someone else can take it.
Under pressure.
Yeah.
Coming down. Right.
You can't peer pressure me.
I'm about to say.
Just say no.
Just say
no.
No. I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm making bad
I don't know either.
Right
you remember?
Now.
You were like, I'm not going to drink.
Yeah, I'm not. No, no, no.
I mean, you got time.
Man, you got buzz. I mean.
Buzz? I'm not a drinker. I'm going to let you know that now.
That's my catfishing story, by the way. So
this morning.
We can continue our relationship stuff.
What up, P? I'm on live, everybody. Just
what's up, P?
Hey, yeah. All right, well, go ahead and shot your live out joint again.
Oh, I mean, I know
you said it before, didn't you?
No.
You don't want to do that? Right. Hey, people do not need to know when Joey
But no,
is,
y'all can follow us on Simple Genius Podcast, Instagram. We don't have a Twitter yet. Just make sure you listen to us on Spotify and Apple Music. Oh, yeah. I need to make us a Twitter.
Actually, yeah. You got any shout outs? Is
y'all
right
trying.
At the hour.
yeah.
Does the 27 podcast?
Right,
or?
Yeah. I'm what? We gonna do part
questions.
Two?
Yeah,
you got mad questions?
Yeah,
well,
we can
do
it.
Yeah.
We're gonna do a part two. We could do it on my pod, I guess, if you tune in, follow.
Stay here.
Or until, stay here. Yeah, no. True. My co-host isn't here. So, yeah, you can follow the 20-somethings.
Gang, gang.
It's
Spotify.
On Spotify, it's the one with the avocado and the headphones.
I like that 20-something.
Yeah.
The 20-something podcast. Make sure y'all go follow that. That's Instagram.
Yeah,
20-somethings podcast.
Yeah, it's, burr, 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 burr. It's actually 20-somethings cast. Yeah, we don't have the and then 20-somethings cast for like all the socials.
Yeah, socials.
All your socials. Okay.
Once again, thank y'all for listening. And
for sure.
Or you can follow me too.
Oh yeah, follow Ash. Yeah. Ashley Brewer. Yeah.
Ashley Brew. 21.
Ashley Brew 21 Instagram. Wow. Get her followers up.
What's
yeah,
up?
Please
what's
do.
Up?
Please, all right. So do you want them to follow your Twitter or is that
yeah?
All
follow
the same?
My Twitter.
Oh, you
so
got Twitter,
Twitter Instagram.
Yeah.
And all
oh yeah,
that?
I gotta follow you on Twitter. I don't be on there, but I got one.
Oh, I'm on there all the time.
Oh, well, see, that's another generational thing. Like, as far as like, I know y'all don't have no type of social media. But
damn right, because we like to look people in the damn eye.
When Twitter
that digital shit.
When Twitter came out, I was in.
But you also the people who calling us to. Fix right. your fucking modems and stuff. Right.
No,
y'all need us.
Me.
Y'all need
not
us.
Not me.
Y'all on deck.
Not
you know what
me.
I'm saying? I ain't got to call nobody. Y'all, hey,
like I said, not me. I'll do the research. If y'all willing to give me information, I will accept it.
But yeah, Twitter came out when I was in like my first year of college, and it was just like fresh. That and
oh,
Facebook.
Yeah. I got it when it like first started.
Yeah, and I was on there heavy then, but then it was like, won't nobody on there for real, for real. And
now
I see y'all giggling
there.
At
yeah,
my
now,
ass talking about the chat line.
No, ain't nobody on no chat line.
Yeah,
no.
Nobody on chat line.
Hey, that's where it began.
You be calling.
Right,
you be calling the 1-800 lines that be coming on.
Nah,
BET
I ain't never did
like
that
3
shit.
O'clock
I ain't never
morning.
Did that shit. I ain't never did that shit. Hey,
you
want to
call
shit cost too much.
Girls live.
That shit
cost
too much. Hey,
my name's
why you giggling? That shit still going on.
I know. Ain't nobody gonna pay that shit.
My name's Natasha. I'm here for you.
You got it. His fucking phone be a high as hell.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. I ain't never did it. Knew about it, but never did it.
All right, y'all.
Oh, shit. Hey, that's good. Your shit.
That's
good.
Cue.
They done muted me.
All right, thank y'all for listening. Right. We're going to have part two. We'll see who will be the guest on the next one.
Probably me.
All right, later. All right. Thank y'all again. Appreciate
peace.
You.
Peace.
Really,
peace.
Really, really appreciate
peace.
You all.
Peace. Peace.